Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Derek Jeter. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Soho. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tino Martinez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Charlie Hayes. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mariano Duncan. Batting seventh. The DH, Wade Boggs. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joe Girardi. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Andy Pettitte. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. And now, play ball. Derek Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jeter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Jeter reaches second base with a double. Luis Soho is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Soho bunts towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeter moves to third. One out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeter scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tino Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. O'Neill moves to second. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Neill moves to third. Two outs. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Duncan reaches second base with a double. O'Neill scores. Hayes goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Yankees. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boggs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Soho scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cameron hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Soho scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Girardi takes first base on ball 4. Derek Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pettit fires to first and has Bell trapped. There's the throw to Jeter, who tags Bell for the out. One out. Lyle Mouton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mouton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Neill. Mouton reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mouton scores. It's 3-1, Yankees. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Luis Soho is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Soho is 0-0 in the game. Soho hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Neill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a line drive towards the mound. Alvarez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tino Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Yankees. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Guillen hits a line drive towards third. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Duncan. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. Cameron goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Yankees. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mouton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs bunts towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to second. One out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Curtis is 0-for-1 in the game. Curtis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Duncan scores. It's 5-3, Yankees. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Girardi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Girardi hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Derek Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0-for-1 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Soho scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Luis Soho is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Soho is 0-for-1 in the game. Soho hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tino Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Neill who is chasing the ball. Cameron reaches third base with a triple. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Yankees. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Soho scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cameron scores. One out. It's Yankees, 5, White Sox, 5. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mouton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Curtis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Curtis hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive towards third. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snopek is 0-for-2 in the game. Snopek hits a line drive towards first. Martinez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Girardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Girardi hits a line drive into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Derek Jeter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jeter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Soho is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Soho is 0-for-2 in the game. Soho takes first base on ball 4. Jeter moves to second. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Jeter moves to third. Soho moves to second. Tino Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-5, Yankees. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sime is now pitching. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Scott Pose pinch runs for Mariano Duncan. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Pose moves to second. It's 10-5, Yankees. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Poe's now playing left field. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pettit fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Nelson now pitching. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Girardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Girardi takes first base on ball 4. Derek Jeter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jeter takes first base on ball 4. Girardi moves to second. Luis Soho is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soho is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soho hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Jeter moves to second. One out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeter moves to third. Two outs. Tino Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Soho moves to second. Charlie Hayes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mouton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Castillo now pitching. Scott Poe's at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poe hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-5, Yankees. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Curtis hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Girardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Girardi hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanton now pitching. Darren Lewis pinch hits for Harold Baines. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. 1 out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snopek is 0-for-3 in the game. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.